एक बहन जी ने भी सब लोग खाली होता उपहार लेकर आते हैं। वो एक महीना संसद कर भी उपहार लेके विभिन्न प्रकार महापुरुष को ले ले आते हैं। महापुरुष उसको बड़े प्रति से स्वीकार करते हैं और कहते हैं महापुरुष जी ने जो भक्तों के लिए बहुत प्रेम बांटा, तो जब वो लोग उपहार लेके आते हैं तो मन पड़ता है कितना उसका प्रेम है। मानो आपसे हमारा संबंध है, तो आपसे हम मिलने आएंगे कुछ न कुछ तो लेके आएंगे, अपना प्रेम है तो नहीं है तो कोई बात नहीं, इसका प्रेम नहीं है मतलब नहीं है। सुदामा जी गए तभी तो चावल के टुकड़ा इनका भी ले गए और हम रोज जाते हैं गोवर्धन, दोनों तो थोड़ा फूल देते हैं, तुलसी पत्र देते हैं, ना थोड़ा सम्मान देते हैं, ना तो उनसे भोग देते हैं, ना तो थोड़ा पानी भी देते हैं, मन से भी नहीं देते कन से भी नहीं। तो महाप्रभु ने ऐसे सूखा प्रेम का प्रचार नहीं किया, या नित्यानंद प्रभु ने ऐसे कभी सिखाया नहीं। कृष्णा स्वयं बोलते हैं पत्र कृष्ण बनते हैं तुम्हें भक्ता प्रजा प्रथम अपरितम अश्रमित हो जाते हैं श्रद्धापूर्वक मेरे को जन से ध्यान करते हैं। तो महापुरुष जी ने सारा जीवन को प्रेम इसका परिणाम परिचय कैसे हुआ, जब सब भक्त लोग आ रहे हैं तो राघव झाली मतलब एक एक नाम है राघव झाली, किंतु सभी लोग तो मान को केलेगा फूल को लोग की एक एक महीने दूर दूर से कोई राघव कोई शुकार इनका पड़ता जिसके जैसा मिट्टी गंगा की मिट्टी छान के हटा चुका मना करती हाथ धोने के लिए सब कुछ लाते हैं। ये तो लाते हैं तो सारा कैसा श्रद्धा है ये सब चीज वर्णन करो करने से कभी यदि इन लोग कृपा हो जाए तो हृदय में ऐसा श्रद्धा उदित होगा, ऐसा भाव उदित होगा, प्रेम उदित होगा, हम भी अपने इष्ट के साथ ऐसा व्यवहार कर सकते हैं। आज भी वो 500 साल या 550 साल आज भी वो लीला उनके एक दिन पहले आज भी शाम को सब लोग जगन्नाथ मंदिर के सामने गंभीरिया पर आते हैं, आठन नाला से सब मिलते हैं महापूजा के आठन नाला और उन से कीर्तन करते हुए सबको लेके गंभीरिया पर आके महापुर जी उपहार चलाते हैं। कितनी हजार हजार लोग आते हैं तो हम तो भाई वहाँ भागवत हो रहे ब्रह्म गए नहीं भक्त गए नहीं हमें तो चाहिए नहीं कुछ, हम तो खुद ही बोले नीचे बोले नारायण कार्य कर खुद हो गया ब्रह्म पर ब्रह्म तो अब क्या किसकी पूजा करेंगे किसकी सेवा करेंगे। महाप्रभु ने ऐसा नहीं सिखाया, आपका प्रेम धर्म प्रेम में आदान प्रदान लेन देन है तो ये सब चीज बड़ा विशेष करके बैठा करके बोलो और कोई यदि छू गया तो जीवन सार्थक है और यदि नहीं छुआ तो ब्रह्मज्ञानी हो गए शुष्कम काष्ट मंदिर से सतर करो जाओगे ब्रह्मलोक में निर्गन लोक में कुछ नहीं होगा। इसलिए प्रेम का परिचय देना शुरू किया, प्रेम किसे कहते हैं और कैसे बताती प्रतिज्ञा की
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं व्रजरसरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय विनम्र प्रणाम्स द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स नितलाय श्रीमद् भक्ति गदान श्री नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एंड नितलाय श्रीमद् भक्ति गदान श्री Vamga Sai Maharaj Shila Gurudev, to entire Rupanu Gauriya Guru Varga, to our guardians, to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present today. So, tomorrow is Gundicha Mandir Marjan. So, one day before this festival of Gundicha Mandir Marjan, we hear that on the Adivastithi, or this Gundicha Mandir Marjan, we hear that all the devotees from Gauramandal, they would arrive. No, because they would stay for 4 months with Mahaprabhu during the time of Chaturmasya. So all the devotees, they would come. No, because Mahaprabhu, he had told Nityananda Prabhu before that you cannot stay with me in Jagannath Puri. If you stay here, who will pacify the devotees there? He told Advaita Acharya also, you cannot stay here. You have to go and stay there. Who will pacify them? No, who will pacify the Gaudamandal Vasis? No. One name of Mahaprabhu that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written is called Gaura Gagana Shashadhara. No, in his there he has said that Mahaprabhu, he is the Shashadhar. He is the moon in the sky-like hearts of the Gaudiyas. No, Mahaprabhu is the spotless moon of the Gaudiyas. Mahaprabhu is called Gauranath. No, he is a beloved of the Gaudiyas. He is Gaudesh. He is the Ish, the Ishtadev of the Gaudiyas. He is Gauda Bandhu. He is the dearmost friend of the Gaudiyas. No, he is Gauda Pranayika Sarvasva. He is the be all, the end all, the life and soul of all the Gaudiyas. No, he is, they say he is Gauda Shashadhar also. They say so many different names have been described in relation to Mahaprabhu and the Gaudiyas. No, ultimately, we must not think that the Gaudiyas are only those belonging to Gaudamandal. We must think that the Gaudiyas means the followers of Gauri Devi, Srimati Radhika herself. Therefore, they're the Gaudiyas. So we see, we hear that one day before Gundicha Mandir Marjan, we hear that all the Gaudamandal Vasis, they reach where? Jagannath Puri. Where? An Atanala. So we hear, no, this Atanala we heard before, that Indradumna Maharaj, he didn't want to have any children. Because if he had any children, they would try to claim this Jagannath temple as their own. So he sacrificed all the children. And then the children, they were used as a bridge to go into Jagannath Puri. And these children actually became the Daitapatis in their next lives. They're cooking for Jagannath. We heard one day, no? So they say, they would all come there to Atanala. 18, Atanala means 18 sons, I think he had. So this way, they would all come there, all the Gaudamandal Vasis. And there, if you see, Mahaprabhu himself would be standing there. No, he would be standing there to receive them. Mahaprabhu along with Govinda Prabhu, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Kashi Mishra, all of them, they would be waiting there. Sarup Damodar Prabhu and all of them. And then when the Gaudamandal Vasis would come, Mahaprabhu would garland each and every one of them. He would garland them, he would put chandan on their foreheads. He would glorify them, saying, oh, if I could only have the love and affection that all of you have. No, he would glorify them so much. Like we hear how he glorified Gunaraj Khan, the father of Satyaraj Khan, when he was coming from Rath Yatra. Oh, I have sold myself to even the dog of Kulin Gram, he said. Because Gunaraj Khan, he has written this book, Shri Krishna Vijay, wherein he has said, Nandanandan Mor Prannath. That Nandanandan is my Prananath, so I have sold myself just because he has spoken these words. And this way, Achyutananda Prabhu would come from Shantipur. No, he would come with his entire family. And then Parameshwari Thakur would come from Kardaha. No, he was staying there in Kardaha with Nityananda Prabhu. And then Uddharanda Thakur, he would come from Saptagram. And then Abhiram Thakur would come from Kanukul, Krishnagar. And then Narahari, Murari, Mukunda, they would come from Shrikandagram. And then other Vaishnavas would come from Janjigram. And then from Chakandi also. No, Srinivas Acharya's father was from Chakandi, Chaitanya Das. So he would come from there, from Chakandi. And this way, Kamalakar Pipalai also, he would come from that place, Chakdaha. And Mahesh Pandit, they would all come from all these different places. All over Gaudamandalam. You know, everyone from all over these places. Gauridas Pandit would come from Ambika Kalna, along with Suridas Sarakela. And then Gadadhar Das Thakur would come from Katwa. This way, all these students who had blasphemed Mahaprabhu, they came from Mayapur. And then this way we hear that even maybe even Gopal Chapal may have come. Devananda Pandit may have come. All of them used to come as a big family from Gaudamandal to see their Prananath, Mahaprabhu. No. It is actually said that it is a custom in Jagannath Puri that first you shave your head and then you have a bath in the ocean and then go have darshan of Jagannath Dev. But here the Gaudamandal Vasis, they would actually first have the darshan of Mahaprabhu and then Jagannath, do all the things and then have darshan of Jagannath. That was their utkanta, their eagerness to have darshan of Mahaprabhu. So this way when they would all come from Gaudamandal, there were especially two devotees who would come from Panihati. No, two devotees, they would come from there who were very dear to Mahaprabhu. Who were they? Raghav Pandit and Damayanti Devi. No, Damayanti Devi was the sister of Raghav Pandit. And I think Raghav Pandit, he is Dhanishta, I think, in Krishna Leela. He is Dhanishta Sakhi. No, what does Dhanishta do in Krishna Leela? Dhanishta, she takes all the remnants of Krishna and then she gives to Srimati Radhika and all the Sakhis. No, sometimes when she's taking Krishna's remnants, Yashoda says, Dhanishta, what are you doing? How can you do that? Don't do that. Here, I'll give you some prasadam that is kept aside for Radharani. Take this. And then Dhanishta, very quickly, very cleverly, she also mixes Krishna's remnants in there. She gives to Radharani and all the Sakhis. And that time, Dhanishta, she explains to Srimati Radhika and all the Sakhis, saying, oh, Krishna, he liked this laddu today. He liked this, he liked that. Oh, this one he especially liked so much. He was asking a second time, third time. So here we see the same Dhanishta of Krishna Leela has appeared as Raghav Pandit in Gaur Leela. So we see that Raghav Pandit, he would make so many different preparations for Mahaprabhu. Thousands. No, this Adivasthiti of this Gundicha Mandir Marjan is called Raghavir Jholi. Raghavir Jholi means, if you see, you know what is a jholi, you know? There's a big stick and then there are like two cloths or two baskets tied at two ends of the stick. And they keep on their shoulders. And this way, you can imagine thousands of such preparations are being carried by all the Gaudamandal Vasis. Because all the Gaudamandal Vasis, they knew how much love Raghav Pandit had for Mahaprabhu. They knew how much love Damayanti Devi had for Mahaprabhu. No. And we actually discussed a few days before in this Panihati Mahamotsav how much love Raghav Pandit had for Mahaprabhu. It is said that when Nityananda Prabhu called Mahaprabhu and when he was feeding this prasad, no, that time only a few could see. Who were they? Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghav Pandit, and maybe a few of the Dwadash Gopalas. No one else, only they could see. And then, even though Nityananda Prabhu had such a beautiful festival on the banks of the Ganga in the afternoon, he was bound to go to Raghav Pandit's house again in the night. Because he was bound by his prem, and again he had to honor prasad there. So much love he had, Raghav Pandit. It is said that once Raghav Pandit, he actually would offer coconut water to Mahaprabhu in Bengal. No, it's called dab. In Bengali, coconut is called dab. So you can imagine the water in the coconut is so sweet. No, it's the water of the Ganga, the Jalangi, you know, all these rivers there. So when he would offer these coconuts, Mahaprabhu, although he would be doing Sankirtan in Jagannath Puri, he would be so refreshed. And then they would ask him that, how is it that you're so refreshed after like having such an ecstatic Kirtan? He would say, because Raghav Pandit there in Panihati Gram, he is offering me this coconut water, Mahaprabhu would say. Once it is said Raghav Pandit, he told his servant to carry some coconuts on a basket on top of his head. So then he took many coconuts on top of his head. And I think the upper part of the coconut was cut open. Only the middle part had to be pried open for the water. So when he was carrying all the coconuts on his head on a basket, it is said that when the people would walk on the road, some of the dust may have fallen on the coconuts, or maybe the dust from the walls may have fallen. And then when when he realized that the dust of the streets are falling on the coconut, he became very angry with his servant. So you don't have so much sense. Just put a cloth on and you must cover the coconuts and carry them as though they were your life and soul. We are offering this to Mahaprabhu. And see, now they've become impure. Now throw all these coconuts away. And this way, all the coconuts were thrown away. That was how spotless his seva was for Mahaprabhu. So then also we hear that, I think it was him who would offer one flower which was not in blossom. Every day there was one flower, this Kadamba flower, which would not blossom in other places, but only in his garden it would blossom. And he would pick one of those flowers and offer to his deity and to Mahaprabhu. So this way he would cook so many different types of Mahaprasad in his house along with Damayanti Devi. Why? It is said that Srimati Radhika herself was personally cooking in the kitchen of Raghav Pandit. Said she herself was coming and cooking there in the kitchen. So you can imagine, no, Radharani herself is cooking there. And Raghav Pandit and Damayanti Devi, they're actually the sakis of Radharani there, no? So they're actually assisting Srimati Radhika in her services there. So here we see that so many different types of varieties of Mahaprasada are being made. No, those which are, but mostly those which are dry. Because, you know, it's a one-month journey from Gaudamandal to Jagannath Puri. It's a one-month journey. Raghunath Das Goswami, he wanted to meet Mahaprabhu so quickly, so he completed it in 12 days. But normally it's a one-month journey. So for 1 month, they would carry, all the devotees would carry all these different things. No, like we see, you know, we must offer something. What is the meaning of this loving exchanges? No, this dadati pratigranati bhungtai bojayate cheva. This one, we see sadvidhi, sadvidha priti lakshanam. There are six symptoms of having loving exchanges with a pure devotee. No, what is that? Giving and taking. No, sometimes even Vaishnava might give us something and we might think, oh, I don't need this, you know. Like, we must accept. No, I remember once the Vaishnavas, they gave me one sweater. No, one sweater, which was like hot pink. It's completely hot pink. So then some people, they were commenting, saying, oh, this sweater is for girls, you know. How can you wear this? No, this sweater is for girls. But then anyhow, you know, first I had some doubt in my mind, maybe this is for girls. But then anyhow, Vaishnavas have given. No, so they've given that. We must not have second doubts, saying this, that, you know. So this way the Vaishnavas are also giving and we are accepting. And to reveal one's heart to the Vaishnavas, no, what is in your heart, you reveal to them, no. To high-class Vaishnavas. It is said, Gurudev would say, you must actually not reveal your realizations. He said, camphor, if it is placed in the open, then what will happen? It will evaporate into the air. But you must keep it in a bottle and seal it, he said, with a tight cork. Similarly, he said, these realizations are like camphor. And sealing it in a bottle means you will only reveal it to the pure devotees. And then they will also tell you, that, like, yes, what you should do and what you should not do. So they're revealing one's heart and then they're taking the remnants of the Vaishnavas. No, not just the remnants of their Mahaprasad, but also their Harikatha, so many things. No. And this way, having all these loving exchanges with the Vaishnavas. So this way we see Mahaprabhu's devotees themselves would have such wonderful exchanges with them. No, like we hear Suklambar Brahmachari. No, he was who? He was Sudama in Krishna Leela. Suklambar Brahmachari, what would he do? He would go house to house and he would collect all this broken rice. No, this poha. In Hindi, it's called poha. In Kannada, it's called avlaki. No, this poha. This way, this husk, no, this broken rice, in Telugu, it's called ataklu. No, so this way, he would take all this broken rice. He would collect from house to house, then he would give to Mahaprabhu. And so many people would abuse Suklambar Brahmachari, saying that you are such a young man. No, you're so strong. And how? Why are you begging like this from house to house? No, you don't have any shame. But still he would not care. Whatever they would give, he would accept. And then he would give to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu would be so happy. He would say, you're giving this to me. He said, this is all they have to offer. Their abuses and all their insults. But still, at least they've given something from their hearts. And Mahaprabhu would take that and he would honor with so much love and affection. Similarly, we hear that Damayanti Devi and Raghav Pandit would cook all these different things, no, all these different items and preparations, and they would send with all the devotees. Sometimes I think Raghav Pandit himself would come to Jagannath Puri. No, he would also come there, and Damayanti Devi would also come there, and they would bring all these different preparations, thousands of them. But then we hear that all these preparations, they would be stacked in a room. No, because Mahaprabhu, he was the ideal sannyasi. Yesterday we heard, no, that how he was neutral. He did not even keep Rupa Goswami with him, Sanatana Goswami with him. He sent them to stay with Haridas Thakur. He didn't have attachment even to them. He was completely neutral. No, like we hear, when Gopinath and Vaninath Pattanayaka was in prison, Mahaprabhu said, I'm neutral. I have nothing to do with all these things. That is his business. So we see Mahaprabhu, he was following the principles of being an ideal sannyasi. He would eat very less, little of Jagannath Mahaprasad, little of shark, nothing else. But still we see when Advaita Acharya, Sarabhaum Bhattacharya would invite him for Mahaprasad, Srivas Thakur, Mahaprabhu was bound to go. But still we see that all these items that Raghav Pandit and Damayanti Devi bought, they were adding up. No, they were adding up in the store. No, they were completely filling up. Because if you know, actually their preparations are actually transcendental. They're not just made of mundane foodstuffs, no, like rice, grains, sabji, and all these things. No, they're actually transcendental. No. So here we see that that Mahaprasad, although it was so many months old, it was always fresh. It was always pure smelling. No, it never became stale. So then, this way, year after year, they got so many preparations. And then one day, Govinda Prabhu, he told Mahaprabhu, that how long can I lie? I can lie no longer, he said. So then Mahaprabhu, he looked at Govinda Prabhu and he said, why are you so upset? What is the problem? No, I never see you so upset. What is the problem? He said, how long can I lie to the devotees? They keep asking me if you have taken what they've prepared or not. And I have to keep lying to them, saying that you have taken. But if they were to come and look at the storehouse, they would see that everything's just lying as it is. You have not touched anything, not even glanced at them. So then Mahaprabhu said, this is the problem. And he said, yes. Then Mahaprabhu said, okay, take me to the store. And then Mahaprabhu was taken to the room where all this Mahaprasad was stacked up, one after another, like Annakoot, no, like a big mountain. No, just stacked up. No. So this way we hear that Mahaprabhu said, okay, bring me one by one, bring me all these things, one by one. No. So then this way, all these preparations are bought, one by one. First the dry ones, and then the pickles, and all these things. And Mahaprabhu, with so much patience, he's relishing all these preparations. He's not actually relishing just that Mahaprasad. He's relishing that love, that affection, with which Raghav Pandit and Damayanti Devi have cooked. No, he was relishing it. He was eating it so nicely. No, Mahaprabhu was honoring everything, one after another. And then he said, oh, this is so nice. That is so nice. This is so nice. He's honoring all these preparations. And then until the last preparation wasn't eaten, Mahaprabhu was very patient. And then when the last item was eaten, then Mahaprabhu looked at Govinda Prabhu and he said, are you satisfied now? And he said, yes. Now I can speak the truth to the devotees and tell them that you have eaten all these preparations. So this is how Mahaprabhu was. No. Bhagwan is Bhavgrahi Janardana. No. He likes whatever one has cooked with love and affection. No, not that one may even cook something, but if he has no bhav there, no, if he has no love, no affection there, why will Mahaprabhu or the devotees even honor that? They will not honor, no. Like the Vaishnavas explained that pastime. I remember it very vaguely actually, that once Gurudev Trivikram Maharaj, they were in a house program in Mathura or something. And then they went to a house program in Mathura. And then they were just about to take Mahaprasad, and then they someone passed a comment saying, oh, being sannyasis and honoring such opulent prasad, you know. And then anyhow, the Vaishnavas, they spoke some sense into that Mathurawala, and then somehow things were adjusted. But after that, Gurudev Trikramaj didn't even honor anything, nothing, because they saw that when one is unfavorable, why must even touch what they've offered? No. But at the same time, the Vaishnavas explained that once they were in Mathura, and when Gurudev was in a house, they offered some prasad to Gurudev in one of their plates. No, in one of their plates, they cooked something and they offered one of their plates. The Vaishnavas told them, what are you doing? He's such an advanced, pure devotee, and you're giving in one of your plates in which all your house family members have eaten. This is not proper. Give in a new plate. No. And then when the new plate was taken, then Gurudev, he corrected the Vaishnavas. He said, these are Brajavasis. Their love and affection is like that. It's spontaneous. No, they don't care for any such vidhis. They're always ready for all of that. No. Even the Vaishnavas explained one more pastime that once Gurudev, he returned late to the temple at 11 in the night. So then Gurudev was saying something that, oh, today I've lost my caste, he said. So the Vaishnava said, why, what happened? Oh, today I took this Mahaprasad at the house of these people who look after donkeys. No. There were some devotees who were looking after these donkeys, no. And this way, I've eaten there. So I say Gurudev was joking with the Vaishnavas there. Actually, Gurudev, you see there, he accepted their love, their affection, even though they were of a low caste, even though they were in this looking after these donkeys and all these things, still he accepted that. So I say we see the Vaishnavas, the devotees, and Mahaprabhu himself, they only accept this bhav. No, they don't accept anything else. Therefore, we see when they're cooking with so much love and affection, Mahaprabhu is honoring everything. And therefore, that custom is being continued to this day. Like that day, the Vaishnavas were asking, what is so special about this Paniyati Mahamotsav? They were asking us, no, what is so special about them? We gave many different answers. This, that, this, 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 this. Why is Paniyati Mahamotsav being followed every year? How is it applicable to us? The Vaishnavas asked us that question. No, then the Vaishnavas themselves answered. They said that this Paniyati Mahamotsav is so special because so many Vaishnavas were given Mahaprasad at one time. So many Vaishnavas. At one time, in one go, they were fed so much Mahaprasad. And he said, in Kali Yuga especially, this is the best form of sadhan. Just feeding all the Vaishnavas. Our own sadhan bhajan, it will do nothing. If you just make all the Vaishnavas sit down and you feed all of them, then they will become so happy. No. Like in Mathura once, there was one person who came. He didn't have, when he came, all the prasad was finished in the temple. So then the devotee sent him away saying, we have nothing. And then Gurudev, he called that person back. Come back, come back, come here. And then he gave him some money. Here, you buy some wheat flour, make some rotis. If you have a stove also, you can buy something, cook something and some sabji. Here, take this money. So we see this is the best form of serving the Vaishnavas, keeping everyone together and feeding them Mahaprasad. So similarly here you see, here they themselves are offering Mahaprasad to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu is honoring. No. He's honoring. So how you can imagine, Bhagavan himself is honoring this Mahaprasad with so much love and affection. No, like we heard that when the pujaris take some bhoga to Thakurji, they take in small pots. But the Vaishnava said, Radha and Krishna are with all their sakhis and sakhas, all their associates. And if you take in such small pots, how can you feed all of them? Let's take in bigger pots. No. So similarly here you see Mahaprabhu is eating so much love and affection. So much so that this custom is being continued every year. So one day before Gundicha Mandir Marjan, all the devotees, they appear with all their preparations at Atharanala, at that bridge. And then the Vaishnavas, they receive all those devotees and they take them gradually to this Gundicha temple, and this Mahaprasad is distributed to everyone. This prem is distributed to everyone. Even to this day, if one truly honors what they've given with love and affection, one can get prem, shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, ashakti, bhav, everything can be had. Just by honoring that Mahaprasad. So therefore, this Thithi today is so special. Actually, for the first time I heard about this Thithi, I never even knew before that there was one Thithi like this, this Raghav Jholi Thithi. This is the first time I heard that one day before Gundicha Mandir Marjan, that this this custom is being found, is being followed, this tradition. So therefore, we should pray at the lotus feet of Sri Raghav Pandit Damayanti Devi, that just as they're offering to Mahaprabhu, we can also offer our own selves as being like as being like one of those grains in those preparations. Not that we cook ourselves, but hopefully we be one of those grains in those preparations, you know, one of those leaves in that shak sabji. And they say, Mahaprabhu, he can accept these offerings. So they say, we must pray that every year this sthiti is coming, and we also, one day, we can offer ourselves completely, our life, our heart, our body, mind, words, at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, just as Damayanti Devi and Raghav Pandit did. Vanchakalpataru Bhishya Kripasandhu Bhishya Vithana Mahanibhyo Vishnibhyo Namo Namaha.
Om Agyat Mirandasya Gyanandana Shalakaya Chakshuran Valitam Vena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripasinduvyayavacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gora Bhaktavanda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sastang dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev. Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj Dwarupanuga Guru Varga and all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So Vaishnava has requested to speak something about this Raghav Jali. We know Sri Jagannath Puri is place of separation, is Vipralamba Kshatra. We always hear about that. And we know the Tattva of Jagannath, Krishna in separation of Srimati Radharani. But one thing in Mahaprabhu Lila, this Jagannath Puri is also a special meeting place. Because we know Mahaprabhu, he left Navadvip. And now is separated from all the devotees in Bengal, his dear devotees there. And sometimes he would not allow them to stay with him in Puri. But especially in the time of Rath Yatra and then this continuing this Chaturmasya period, in these 4 months, then they get to be with Mahaprabhu. So they stay with Mahaprabhu. So they're having this... They're meeting Mahaprabhu in this place, in Jagannath Puri. So, this Rath Yatra is like very good excuse for now they're again, and actually they're anticipating. The rest of the year, then they're anticipating, oh, very soon we'll be with Mahaprabhu. From the time they're Mahaprabhu telling them to leave, like after Chaturmasya, and there'll be like separation of Mahaprabhu, then they're anticipating already for the next meeting. Like hopefully very soon, this Rath Yatra again, and then we can be with Mahaprabhu again. So in this anticipation, then they are anticipating like, oh, when we'll be there, and then we will give all these gifts to Mahaprabhu. So this is this principle of this Raghav Jali, headed by Raghav Pandit and Damayanti, we know that all these devotees from Panihati and from other places in Bengal, they're coming, and we always learn this from the Vaishnavas by their example and their teaching that you go to devotees not empty-handed, coming and always bringing some gifts. As we've already heard, Rupa Goswami telling Dadati pratigrinati guya makyati prichati bhongti bojayati jaiva. Sadvidam priti lakshanam. These are symptoms of priti, affection, love. So giving like things in charity and accepting, okay, inquiring and revealing spiritual realization or secrets, and then feeding Mahaprasad and accepting Mahaprasad. So, like this, I remember when we went Panahati, by mercy of Vaishnavas, they had brought us there. And then we saw in house of Raghav Pandit, they have all these paintings. One very big painting there is this Raghav Jali, like Oh, the devotee is like big line coming and holding this big baskets on their head, carrying. And until like a few years after, when, because I never experienced this festival, but one time in Jagannath Puri, like, yeah, before this Rath Yatra, before Gundicha Marjan, usually evening time we go darshan. Then that time I went to this Gambira in Radhakantamat, and then so many people. And then they're bringing all these baskets. And then I'm reminded, oh, today is Raghav Jali. And then when you go Gambira, then it's full of all these like different preparations. Like Anukut. Like during Anukut time, it's like all these different like gifts like this. So these are expressions of the devotees' like love and affection for Mahaprabhu. And we've already heard the pastimes, how they're giving all these gifts and really like anticipating and inquiring, like, oh, did Mahaprabhu receive? Did Mahaprabhu take? And we already heard Mahaprabhu, like, very renounced. But because of the devotee's love, then he's bound to accept. So he took them all. This day is like special day. One of like important this like values or etiquette, like Vaishnavas, this is like in Braj, in mood of Braj, like Madhavendra Puri, like teaching like at his time, doing Anukut for Giriraj, like this. So the same way, like anyone in Braj mood, like always like this, they're always ready like to give. These are like expressions of, you know, they're giving themselves to their dear, like beloved or like highly respected personalities. So like this, Mahaprabhu, he is the ultimate, like of course he is none different from Sri Krishna. And the devotees like honor him so much, they love him so much. And on this time when they can again will meet him, then they're bringing all these gifts. And then happily they're staying with Mahaprabhu. You can read like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, like all these descriptions. Also there it tells about like somehow you can get some glimpse of the daily activities of Mahaprabhu. Like how every day he will go Mangalarti, then after from Jagannath Puri temple, he would go straight to like Haridas Thakur's house. Haridas cannot go inside the temple. But Jagannath himself, Mahaprabhu, coming to him, giving him darshan every day. Then after that, he goes back to his place in Gambira. Then there, Advaita Acharya would come and would offer aarti to him, it said. And then after offering aarti, then Mahaprabhu would take the aarti tray and will also offer aarti to Advaita Acharya. Then he would make some funny sound, it said, some funny sound, and then everybody would laugh like this. So this, like this, very nice descriptions of Mahaprabhu performing like, you know, like openly a reciprocation of love with the devotees. It is said this happened continuously for the first 6 years in Mahaprabhu Lila. But he said the next 12 years, the last 12 years of Mahaprabhu, he was just completely absorbed in separation, Radhabhav. And the devotees are like feeling so much like pain, seeing how Mahaprabhu sometimes like in so much like separation like this. But this activity is still continuous, like going on. They're coming and giving all these gifts from Mahaprabhu. Up to now, it's going on. And that's why now we can get a glimpse of like how it was, because these activities are still going on. If you go now to Jagannath Puri, then you will see so many of these like gifts are there being offered. So today we're remembering this pastime, and also only by Vaishnava's mercy that we can understand the true meaning of these things, and we find it like very favorable, applicable in our lives. Vancha Kalpataru Vyaschakipa Sindhu Vyavachahamitvinam.
Timrandhisaganananjanasalakaya Chakshurunmritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindubhyaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Namo Vadanaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gaurattise namah Jai rupa sanatan bhattara gunat Srijivi gopala bhatta dasro gunat Echaye gosai kari Charanavandan Javaite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Anant Anant Kati Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparsad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudha Sanjeev ki jai, Bhaktavigna Vinasan Karni Singhadev ki jai, Bhaktaraj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishvata Giriraj Govardhanjiv ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohanjiv ki jai, Prajamandal Dham ki jai, Prajavasi Bhaktavinda ki jai, Prajasari Madhisari Praneshari Shimata Dharani ki jai, Prajdevigan ki jai, Jai Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshanjiv ki jai, Gambhira Dham ki jai, Jai Sabarikar Mahaprabhu ki jai, Jai Raghav Pandit Jhale ki jai, Gaur Premanande. Now is Jagannath Dev, today is Netrotsav. 15 days Jagannath Dev resting his Sikrila, Sevaks are inside his room. Inside temple room, they eternally, secretly serving him. They messaging, giving herbs, drinks, fruits and roots. 15 days, he not eating any grains. Why? Lakshmi Devi is 1 year, every day, 200 times every day, rice and dal, eating. He said, oh, too much for me, this rice and dal. Impossible, I can look at more. Now I like these fruits, roots, crunchy, and some herbs, some other things. New I like is repairing my stomach. Otherwise, big problem. Only rice and dal, eating. Only jam. Stomach is jam now. Only sweet. Khaja, goja, this and that. Now Jagannath, 15 days resting. And eating and playing within all Brajavasis. Gopa, Gopis, all there is, they bringing forest to, jungle to, jackfruit, pineapple. Jagannath like too much pineapple. His name Sapuri. He telling this name Sapuri. And pineapple, jackfruit name Panas. Panasa. He is eating Panas. And he eating mango. No mango, telling Amra. Amra follow. And banana eating. They like too much forest banana jungle. This is called kaduli. This four fruits. 5 crores he cannot like. Was eating lot of and he drinks only this butter, water and sugar. Mixing a lot of drinks. Complete is drinking. And his body massaging. Very nice. 1 year, sesame oil, many medicine with this, putting inside this ground. Big clay pot with this. And covering down very deep. After 1 year, they're taking out. Very good smell, thick oil, Jagannath massaging. And after Jagannath herbs, medicine, very costly. He's taking this medicine, and after he's giving king, you taking this medicine, you never will be sick. Forever you will be well, healthy. So Jagannath also very healthy. And his sevak also very healthy. Why these 15 days, they are only take this medicine. No rice, no dal, no sabji, no kheer, no khaja gaja, nothing. Bas, 15 days medicine. This is course. 15 days yearly course. But today, his netra utsav, he is giving fast darshan. That time, all Gaudiyas, by Mahaprabhu's desire, Mahaprabhu's order, before Rajyatra, Mahaprabhu inviting, you all coming before Gundicha, Marjan, one day before you come. Then Mahaprabhu himself is going until Atharanala, Gombiratu, within Bhakta, everybody, Swarup, Damodara, Adhadhar. They carrying many, many flower garland, Chandan, Jagannath, and other, like Tambul, many other things with is gone. They will come for waiting, they coming and big Sankirtanam. Mahaprabhu with his Sankirtanam came is Chandan Sarovar. Long journey, like 1 month, the journey with his come. Now Chandan Sarovar, they everybody of bathing. And after cleaning, and then everything with his Kirtan with his coming. Coming time, Maharaj Pasarpudra, Sarvam Pandit, Kasi Mishra, Gopinath, Vaninath, Pradhuna Mishra, many, many other Bhakta, everybody Urisha, Uriya Bhakta. There, until Raj Bhavan, on top, they sat standing and asking Maharaj, who is this personality? Very like shining bright like light, too much like sun. Who is this personality? Then Sarvam Pandit telling, this is called Nityananda Prabhu. Next one is sailing very smooth, very sweet, very like humble, and all time like he's dropping this fearless, his body is sweating. Who is this personality? Then telling, this is Aditya Charya Prabhu. One by one, he asking and glorifying. But at a time, Gopinath is coming down and gone to Ananda Bazar and arranging load of prasad. And all prasad is carrying Gombira. Mahaprabhu coming before. Maharaj Pratapudu asking, what happened? Gopinath, what he is doing? Anybody enter in the Jagannath Puri, rules is, the fast is 1 day fasting, after shaving head, going bath in Jagannath ocean, Tirtharaj, after they going Jagannath Darshan, after Mahaprasad. But now they cannot shaving, bathing, nothing, and no going Jagannath Darshan, the direct left side is Jagannath temple, and they going front of crossing, Kurdin Kirtan. Offering obeisances, but the gone. Patipavan Jagannath, the gone. Where? In Gambhira. And Gopinath Varnath already arranging a lot of prasadam. Maharaj surprised. What is this? What that crossing all indicate? Then Kasi Mishra and Sarvam Pandit, Adadar, they are glorified. They, 1 month, they are walking. And they're coming. 1 month, they're already fasting. And they're continuing, remembering Jagannath, remembering Gopinath, and remembering Mahaprabhu. Now they are meeting within Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu darshan and Jagannath darshan, non-difference. Mahaprabhu darshan and everything is complete now. Now, this tirtha snan, upavas fasting, saving, anything, this is only external, ordinary rules, nothing this. But Maharaj has some doubt. Then he came, his Jagannath temple, darshan par, looking there, no Jagannath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting there. Nityananda Prabhu is sitting there. He is surprised, where gone my Jagannath? He cannot watch him. Then, where gone Krishna Baladev? Then Sarvampan telling, now you understanding, Mahaprabhu's bhaktas are came, Jagannath and Baladev gone for distributing prasadam. They are distributing. Not Ananda Bazar in Gambhira. All thousand bhakta sitting. Who distributing? Mahaprabhu says, I am distributing. Sarvadhamma says, no, you sitting, you looking, I am distributing. 7-8 other strong personality, they are distributing. But Jagannath Baladev temple too, they are came distributing for. No, bhaktas are came, I am feeding bhaktas. His own prasadam is sending, this is not, he is happy. He says, I am now Maharaj Pratapa is surprised. Asking, when coming Jagannath Baladev? Say, you have no faith for Mahaprabhu and Jagannath, therefore you look, your Jagannath is gone now. No Jagannath here. Now is Guru Nitai there. Say, this Jagannath or Guru Nitai, no difference. After he came here and he is looking, no Jagannath Baladev here, Guru Nitai here. But distance to his looking. But bhaktas are yearly, they are doing bhajan, sadhana. How they increasing love. Every day, they eating oneself, yeah, distributing bhaktas, devotees, prasadam, but they cannot forget Mahaprabhu. And they cannot forget Jagannath. They every day, any good things, they are cooking, making, arranging, they now saving for Mahaprabhu. Something dry, crunchy, pickles, many powder, many dry laddu, many leaves, sack drying. After that one soaking, become fresh. Then that one cooking. Many things, complete year. All bhaktas are, they are all saving for Mahaprabhu. And after 1 month they caring, they not tired. Why happy mood? I am taking Mahaprabhu's for. But coming, then they are everything offering Govinda Prabhu's near. Govinda Prabhu, my name which is giving Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu eating. This pickle is 1 year, no problem, saving. This powder, soaking inside water, like bell powder, dry bell powder. Soaking water night time, morning time, with sugar mixing and making drinks and giving. Many nuts, all bringing Mahaprabhu's for. Dry coconut laddu, mango, this papad. This time summer season, many mango, all mango juice taking and in sun putting on top of mat and making papad. Very thick making, holding, after rolling, and or carrying, giving Mahaprabhu. This is piece cutting, soaking with this milk. And this much giving milk, one bowl will be full, night time, morning, after giving their champa, banana. Wow. They are telling, this. Mango papad, banana, milk, and this little sugar. This. How is tasteful, drinks? You giving, are very healthy. Then all bhaktas are bringing and offering. And they are waiting when Mahaprabhu taking my things. Asking Govinda Prabhu, every day, Govinda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu eating, taking. But one room, two room, three room,
four room, many room full now. And also Bengal has one thing, summer season now making kasandi. Raw mango, mustard seed, salt and green chili, pasting. And they're making kasandi. Very tasty. This much giving in on top of chapati, yet top of rice. No need any sabji. No need anything. Very tasty. Easy digest. Very healthy. They're making kasandi. Many things. Dead gold. Now, summer season, this tal gold. This tal, palm fruits, this very long, big, big tree. They are the cutting and making juice, and they are to making gold. Very sweet and white color. Tumapurus for everything presentation bringing. Now, doctors are asking Govinda Prabhu. The Govinda Prabhu telling, Mahapurus is requesting, please you taking. Mahapurus is everything but Jagannath. Go, offering Jagannath. But Govinda Prabhu say yes. They bringing, I am offering Jagannath. Jagannath giving back prasadam for you. Govinda Prabhu not too ordinary. Shouting and like Jagannanda Pandit, breaking in pot. But Govinda Prabhu has a lot of patience. Why? He is serving Ishwar Puri, Mahapurus Guru. So he is serving Guru. Anybody serving Guru Vaishnavas, they are automatic patience coming. There will be humble, humility, all speciality. Guru Sevas, speciality, all coming disciples' heart. This is special. So Govinda Prabhu very clever, also very humble. He has a lot of patience. Mahaprabhu shouting, but he cannot disturb. After, next day asking, how long time I am telling lie? Please you taking. He requesting every day, Mahaprabhu denying. No, no, I am sannyasi. Don't disturbing me. So all bhakta devotees are came, they are respectfully carrying one man and making for you many nice preparation. You not taking, then their, how will be their heart, or breaking heart. Also, this, how can increasing love? They are offering, you cannot accepting, then this is not, this is called love symptom. Please taking, how much sweet love with is there, anything making. You eating, then you feeling also well. You are feeling also very sweet. Then he is anyhow pacified, Mahaprabhu, after, Mahaprabhu one day telling, yes, you bring everything. Now Mahaprabhu sitting like more than Jagannath today. All things Govinda Prabhu bringing and carrying and giving. Giving. Who giving? Sivananda Sen. Who giving? Raghav Pandit. Who giving? This Sivas Pandit. Who giving? Narasar Kathakur. All are name with this. All are giving. Everything he taking. After say, you have more? Yes. To bringing? No. Why not? Then we'll be liar? No. Why are you saving? Tomorrow, day after tomorrow, rainy season, sometime Chaturmasya, I'm giving little pickle, little laddu, little dry food, little other things soaking and giving. I'm not today everything giving. Mahaprabhu say, then all are asking, then what are you giving answer? Say answer, Mahaprabhu, accepting also all time I am giving. After Mahaprabhu, very happy. Bhaktas are also very happy. So now Mahaprabhu telling Govinda Prabhu, also my prasadam, you are giving Haridas Thakur, giving Raghunath, giving other bhakta devotees, giving. But Jagannath prasadam. Therefore Mahaprabhu every day bhaktas for. They are carrying and bringing, and Mahaprabhu here too, Jagannath Prasadam, all Adada Prasadam, is Mahaprabhu, everything is giving, everybody's. All our bhaktas are came, they staying under Chaturmasya 4 months. Then Gopinath, Baninath, all are arranging room, bhaktas staying for. Mahaprabhu, sometimes bhaktas are rich, one is inviting Mahaprabhu. And Jagannath Prasad cooking also something. That time Mahaprabhu is all guru, sannyasi, brahmachari, with his Mahaprabhu going, not alone. Sometimes 4 or 5 person, combinedly, they are arranging prasadam. Mahaprabhu going with his everybody, and Mahaprabhu taking prasadam. One day, Jai Ho, One day, Raghunandan inviting Mahaprabhu. First, they inviting Mukundadatta. Then Mukundadatta, very rich prasadam arranging. Pure ghee, nice, all special, rich food. Very nice and sweets. Mahaprabhu eating, glorifying. And next day, Raghunandan inviting. Raghunandan neem leaves, ginger, yogurt, and this. He is arranging lemon, simple prasadam. Mahaprabhu very happy. Say, Raghunandan, know my heart. How is he arranging? Nice drinks. Mahaprabhu very sweet, happy. So these bhaktas are serving, but God not accepting. So first time Mahaprabhu teaching everybody bhakti's limbs, bhakti's program, how all are following, how increasing, progressing. Therefore, Mahaprabhu giving order. Also, in Jagannath Puri, bhaktas are staying there. Mahaprabhu inviting, then Mahaprabhu saying, yes, I have one condition. What? Everybody chanting 64 round 1 lakh harinam, lakhpati, then I am taking prasadam. Otherwise, I am not taking there any prasad, no water, nothing. First chanting 64 rounds, then you anything doing. Then bhaktas are very serious. No prajalpa, no going here and there, fast is chanting. Early morning to complete 64 rounds, then they are cooking. They are arranging prasadam. So this, today is this Raghav Jhali. So this Raghav Jhali day, I am telling, only Sudama not offering Krishna's for something. The Krishna inviting Vrajavasi Kurukshetra. So how long journey Vrajamandal to Kurukshetra? But all Vrajavasis are caring. Vrajabhumi to making, cooking, many dalia, many types of this sweet preparation. All caring, and gone Kurukshetra. Then Krishna before telling Uddhava, no arranging nearby Dwarkas, Jadavas, with his any places. There is a distance, far away, jungle, and there lake, river, that side you arranging for them. Vrajavasis are no like any opulence. Also I know like. Now, Vrajavasis came. Krishna running, Baladev, and all are running. Why running? Behind me, Jadava asking, what happened? Krishna, why running today? Why are going? All behind me running, looking, Vrajavasis are came. They have habitual practice. What? Every day Krishna going morning time Gocharan. Going time, they are all are is two sides of road. They are drinks, tambul, sweets, many preparations they are waiting. Krishna taking, drinking, putting in their mouth, and Krishna very happy. Also coming time, evening, more than morning, evening more. Every day, now Krishna never forget this. Today Kurukshetra do, everybody come, Krishna looking, how many things there is carrying and bringing my near. They're looking, they're surprised. Oh, unlimited things is bringing. Krishna now hiding in Jasnamata's lap. Krishna now drinking Jasnamata's breast milk. 100 years says, look. But he's waiting, other gopis, what they are bringing. Everything is taking Krishna, tasting. Same Mahaprabhu's mood. I am now where? Very far away in Gambhira. But bhaktas are, everything is bringing Mahaprabhu's for. Jagannath, he is waiting bhaktas darshan for. But bhaktas are, every day, everything is cooking, arranging, offering Jagannath. And Mahaprabhu's for. So this is very easy in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, other bhakti's limbs, very hard. Chanting for no taste. Also, no pure Shuddha Harinam. But Gurudev telling all time, all Mataji is Mathura, Yap Brajmandal. He is telling Dijaputni, Damanis, every day thinking, gopis and all every day thinking how they are lucky, every day Krishna going their house and room, stealing butter, laddu, eating and all time wrestling, fighting, joking, and stealing all time. Butter thief is his name. How possible is Mathura and all are offering and darshan and giving. But this thinking, one day Krishna himself is sending all sakhas and calling all are and eating. Then Gurudev telling, look, they are not doing any sadhana. No tantra mantra jantra, no yajna dan vrata, only there is offering for Krishna prasadam. Krishna is very happy. And Krishna, please, after making them worshipable, everybody's, their husband also worshipping and remembering, all glorifying. So this is very easy. Too sweet, this service. This service is very easy. But not thinking too much hard and burden for me. Then work, karmis, worker, hotel business, they are also doing many things, but their own enjoy for. Other personas, happiness for, not Krishna's happiness. So bhaktajar, everything offering for Mahaprabhu. So today this special day, offering day. Braja Mandala has one day offering day, Annakoot festival. Everybody offering. All, house to house, village to village, everybody offering. Anything they have, they offering. Also, today is Jagannath Puri special day. This Raghav Jhali. They are all carrying mankochu, banana flower, big bananas, this onan guns, and many things they are carrying and bringing. This is very special. Mahaprabhu's mercy. Mahaprabhu kindly is accepting. He is giving his good opportunity. Otherwise, Mahaprabhu has what is short is. Mahaprabhu has everything. And what is short? Everything Jagannath Puri has. Many. King is followers, everybody is followers. What is needed? But Bhaktajar caring. Sudama Vipra caring, walking and gone. Jagannath Puri. No, Dwarka Puri. Then what say Krishna? Oh, my Sakha, what are you bringing for me presentation? What is giving for me? Please, by force is taking, one handful is taking. So this is his good luck, good opportunity. Today is this special day. After Mahaprabhu, evening time, big kirtan, and after inviting, tomorrow Gundicha Marjan. Tomorrow, all are arranging clay pot and broom, and chandan, mala, Mahaprabhu own handbook is giving. So tomorrow hearing is Gundicha Marjan Lila. Also, this Gundicha Marjan Lila following. Next day, Raj Yatra. Bas morning, quickly, everybody will be ready. After Prasadam, then taking this Jagannath for Bhoga and going Giriraj Govardhan. Jagannath has desire, he is coming Brajamandal, he is doing Govardhan Parikrama also. He is eating Govardhan Prasadam. He never come here. Long time. Now he has desire. He is coming. No, okay, you come. Welcome for all going. And Jagannath coming. And nice Raj Yatra. Nice festival, Prasadam. And all after this program is, I don't know how long running this is. Krishna very clever. He is, all our insight is giving some inspiration. You do this. So today, very special day. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gombira Radhakanta Math and all Golia, there is Gundicha Mandir Marjan for going. And how is his Harikatha? After Nisingadev temple washing, cleaning, after going in Indradhanu Sarovar, bathing there, after coming back, then eating Aituta, there is all Jagannath dry prasadam. Mahaprabhu, 9 days staying in Gundicha, not coming Gombira. Rajyatra for coming, but after going. Pound Vijay, Kirtan, this is next hearing. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari.
Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachidanandana Tribhuvana Kali Jara Charana Vandana Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachidanandana Nila chale shanka chakra gara padma dhara nadiya nagare danda kamandalukara Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachidanandana Keha bole poravite Ravana vadhila Golokera Bhaiva Lila Prakash Kurila Ajaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachidanandana Bhavebe Gaura Avatara Hare Krishna Nam Gaura Karila Prachara Sachidanandana Avas Vasudeva Goshe Vale Kare Jodahato Jai Gora Se Krishna Se Jagannatha Se Jagannatha Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachiranandana Tribhuvana Korija Charanna Bandana Jaya Sachinandan Jaya Gora Hare Sachinandan Jaya Gora Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna.